Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are at Ford Field for the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair. We've talked to a lot of young people here. And Scott?
Doug?
Did you see Ovechkin's 900th goal?
I did not.
Okay. That's unfortunate. You're a big hockey guy, and I'm sure you will see. I'm sure the highlight will be available. But what I want to talk about is what happened after the goal.
Yep.
Jordan Binnington, the goaltender for the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, yeah.
For people who missed it, after the goal was scored, he reached into the goal, fished the puck out, and stuffed it down his goalie pants. What do you make of this move?
Well, first of all, I want to know if it was done like stealthily, like he really intended to take that puck home with him, or did he do it half jokingly and say, of course, he knew that they were going to come looking for the 900th goal. He's the first player in history to have 900 goals. It's, I get it. It's one of those milestones because he hits a number, an even number, which we seem to really covet, even though the one that beat Gretzky is really the one that matters. So that's what I would have to ask. It sounds like, from what I've heard this morning from people talking about it, that no, he really intended to take that puck home with him. Now, which I find hysterical on a number of different levels. First of all, the fact that you even think that you can pull one over when there are cameras everywhere.
There are?
Yeah.
There are cameras everywhere?
Everywhere. Two, that you think that you were entitled to that puck and that you were going to get away with it. Okay, great. And the last is that you stuffed it down your pants. So what is that? At some point you're going to skate over during a commercial break and go over to the bench and then fish it out of your hockey pants and hand it to the equipment guy and say, okay,
hang on to this. Yeah.
Because it just seems so stupid. The whole thing seems stupid. If he really was trying to scam that puck, it's not a good look. It really isn't a good look.
So if he were smart, he would have had a bogus puck already stuffed down his pants, and he would have grabbed the real puck, stuck it in one side of his pants, and then when called upon, fished the bogus puck out.
Oh, the old switcheroo.
The switcheroo.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Yeah, except the one he would give out would then be the one that was valued because, you know, he could say, oh, no, I held on to this other one. No one's going to believe him. Or unless, I don't know if there are chips in the puck at this point.
You have the watermark. The watermark. MLB puts a watermark on the puck.
There it is. The solution.
Kang, you are a collector. I don't know that you've collected any sort of memorabilia or valued anything with like a hockey puck. Do you have any idea to even ballpark what that puck might be worth?
No, this is something where you let the market decide. Obviously, you can look at some comparable comps, which would be like other big significant goals. Obviously, no one's had 900 before. But yeah, just big time goal, like Wayne Gretzky's, you know, 7th and 800, you know, all that stuff. You just kind of go off that, but then the market has changed as well. The player matters as well. I couldn't ballpark it. I didn't do research. I could give you what the others, you know, significant pucks have sold for. But this is a pretty good one, and I totally understand why Jordan Binnington would want to take this one. This is hilarious.
This isn't finder's keeper's world. This is like, because if a ball gets hit into the stands or in a baseball game, that's
different. That's negotiation. Different. Yeah. This is, you fish the puck out of the net and you give it to the guy and he gives it to the equipment guy. They put a piece of tape on it and then write on it 900 goal.
Oh,
and
100%.
Then it goes to the Hockey Hall of Fame, you know. But this isn't. I mean, some deflected puck that ends up into the stands isn't worth anything because it just all it was a stoppage and play.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, if he was a real crook, Binnington, he would have had another puck already in his pants. Okay.
Right.
And
yeah,
he would have gave that puck over.
That, yeah.
You know, like
yep.
So.
Yep.
I mean, this could be up there with. Honestly, this is such a big goal, and no one's ever done it. And like you guys mentioned, pucks. Like this, you can't just get this puck. A home run ball goes into the crowd. A goal does not go into the crowd unless it went through the net somehow over the, you know, the boards, right? This would make it maybe even more significant and just harder to. I mean, this could be valued up there with like an Ohtani ball. I don't know. You know, like this is
18 seasons of 50 goal seasons.
Yeah,
that's how ridiculous this milestone is. 18 years of 50 goal seasons. So I'm not saying it can't happen again. What I'm saying is it's going to take a while before this happens again. So I think this is a valuable piece of memorabilia.
There's kind of there's a way I sift through this story. There's two things. One is, how much is the puck going to get? Two is, does the whole world hate Jordan Binnington now for being the selfish guy trying to sneak this puck away that he has no right to?
Has he spoken out yet?
I haven't heard anything.
I mean, because if I'm him and he haven't said anything yet, the next time you come into contact with the media, which may be a scrum after practice today or whatever, that you just laugh about it.
Yep.
And like, of course, who wouldn't try to take that puck? No, I knew I wasn't going to be able to hang on to it. Just play it off like it's a gag.
Yeah.
Because if there's even a hint that you were dead serious in trying to steal that puck.
Dude, and it
or
doesn't
not
help.
Steal it. It just or take that puck, I guess.
It doesn't help that when you stick it down your pants, it's like you know. Because you're going to keep playing with a puck in your pants.
Right.
So it's not like you're acting like you didn't know. You were trying to sneak the puck out of the rink. Because if he picked it out of the net and skated over to his own equipment guy and gave it to him, that would have been like, oh, I was just, you know. But by sneaking it, like, how do you defend? You can't say
you
I didn't
can't.
Know. You can't say I was trying to disguise that I had the puck.
That's why you have to use the phrase "I was just joking."
You think that's going to be believable?
I was kidding around. Well, I think it'll be believable if you're laughing hysterically while you're saying it.
Yeah,
because you have to make a joke out of it. You can't, like I said, you can't give even a hint that you were serious about doing it because you will be lambasted. You will be hated in every arena you go to. You'll be greeted with signs and chants that are really unbecoming. who you are as a player.
I do wonder if this was the kind of thing that came up in the lock.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Room before the game or had been talked about and the goalies were joking about it or the players were joking. Hey, you should grab that puck. Yeah, I should grab that puck because it sounds like the kind of thing that might start with a locker room conversation.
This is a goalie chat group. All right, whoever gets it, make sure that you take the puck and don't give them the satisfaction of ever seeing that puck again.
Yeah, well, it's probably not. He has some splaining to do, I guess.
Oh, they're splaining.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing, guys.
Would you?
Why not? What's going to happen? They're not going to suspend him or anything. I mean,
no, they're not. He's just going to be considered.
No, he'll just be a pariah.
Yeah, I think people around the league won't like him.
Dude, I don't know about that, man. Did you see the last Aaron Rodgers game versus the Colts? Every single Colt asked him for his jersey. Like, it was ridiculous. And he had to turn everybody down. Players know nowadays. Memorabilia, jerseys, cleats, pucks. They want it, man. Bats, gloves, everything.
But there's a difference between asking somebody after the game for something of theirs as opposed to trying to confiscate the goal that
he took
that
a
sets
shot,
the milestone
dude.
Before anybody
else.
That was
take
his
a
only
shot,
no. Man. And hey, getting that thing was to just jock it. That's it. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's not coming back to you, dude.
He jocked the puck.
Yeah. Now, so listen, like, I don't think this is definitely to me at least a six-figure puck. Does it get into the million-dollar range? Maybe some rich Russian billionaire, right? That depends. I mean, that all that matters. But this
an oligarch.
Bringing in oligarchs into the conversation.
So, yeah, I mean, this puck is, it's incredibly, could be incredibly valuable, but it is also hockey. So
now we're getting into something, though, a conspiracy. You had an oligarch already reached out to Bennington.
There you go.
Said, I'll pay that puck, and you'll get the finder's fee.
It's going to go straight to the Oval Office.
No, interesting.
I think this it would be a very expensive puck, but I don't think it's going to go to auction. I think it's going to go straight to either the Hockey Hall of Fame or it goes to Alex Ovechkin.
Gator, you see that name I just underlined on that piece of paper there?
Right, yes. There.
Would you want him back? Would he be a good one to talk about in a Scooble trade?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I got it.
How about any of those names? Because another team is apparently interested, and their writers are talking about what it might take to get him.
I mean, yes. I'm
okay.
Right. I had to put it in the context. There's interest in that player.
Let's get to those names coming up next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.